As the Jencks Trojans celebrate their centennial season, Envision Imaging presents a look back at Trojan history. Envision Imaging with three locations, 91st just west of Memorial, 67th in Yale, and now in Claremore. Envision Imaging, unmistakable quality, spectacular service. Now, a look back at Trojan history with Tom Willow.
As we celebrate the centennial season of Jencks football, we want to take a look back each week at Jencks football history. It's a rich history, one of the winningest programs in Oklahoma and in the nation. So let's take a look back in week one to the first few seasons of the Trojans. The founder of Jencks football was Morris Engel. He knew how to play the game. After all, he skipped school to watch Hendricks College practice near his school. His enthusiasm was contagious around town to get the boys excited. And Morris himself was around 180 pounds, yet one of the smaller players on the team. So when Bixby saw the Jencks team, you can understand why they were apprehensive to play Jencks as they turned to their regular high school team to play Jencks. By the way, Jencks lost that first game, but the boys from across the river had caught the fever and started playing for real in 1919. Mr. Wilcox was a coach. Former Jencks Trojan himself and former mayor Vic Vreeland appreciates the beginning years of Jencks football because his grandfather was the aforementioned Morris Engel.
You know, there was lots of stories that he was kind of the person that kind of pushed to start football at Jencks. That was so far back, I'm not even sure they really played football, but he actually, guys that the stadium was named after before we changed it to Allen Trimble, which we should have done. Hunter and Relly, my grandfather, actually played ball with those guys. And there was a, lived in Jencks basically his whole life. Went to career for 12 years and had a dairy in Jencks for years and years.
He also, now, somebody was telling me that he coached baseball. Even after he started football, he really coached baseball for a long time.
He actually coached, back in the old days, you go back and all of the communities had what they called town team baseball. And they would gather up every Sunday afternoon after church, those days before TV and all that, and everyone in town went to the town team baseball games. And my grandfather coached town team ball at Jencks for years and years. About as long as they had one, he coached.
Then my dad was Bob Vreeland. They both graduated from Jencks High School.
Now, did Bob play?
Yes.
Did your dad play?
Yeah, he played all three sports. Actually, Frank Harrell was his football coach before Frank became superintendent.
In 1919, Jencks' first form team finished with 4 wins, 1 loss, and 1 tie. The biggest highlight of the season was the win on October 3, 1919, with a 108-6 victory over Uchi Indian Academy. Next week, we'll take a look back to the Roaring Twenties with Trojan football.